WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 75 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Marshall Stevenson Elevator in Houston, your Aggie connection for residential elevators or stair chairs. Visit them at MSELEV.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council has given final approval to next year's budget.
While criticism continued from the public for two members walking out last week, there were no public comments about the budget, which was adopted on a 6-0 vote. Rafael Pena was absent. Two councilmen had something to say about the budget. Greg Owens wanted to vote, and Mike Sutherland said he plans to ask later for changes to provide money for flood-related projects.
We need to wait because it's just too complicated right now to do it.
The council held the first of two readings on next year's tax rate. There were no public comments before a 5-1 vote, with Sutherland voting no. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
We'll hear more about the budget with the city's chief financial officer later this morning on the Infomaniacs. Strengthening Families of the Brazos Valley, a new project with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, is hosting a town hall meeting this evening to raise awareness about drugs and the impact it has on the community. Project manager Lori Nauman says recent drug-related deaths sparked the idea for this town hall.
Thought a town hall would be a great opportunity to both hear from the community and how they're feeling about these incidents, and also to provide some resources and let people know what is available to help with the problem.
Nauman is hoping both adults and kids, high school age or older, come to Christ United Methodist Church this evening at 6:30. More information is online at families.tamu.edu. Women throughout the Brazos Valley who have not been able to get breast cancer screenings due to their income have another option. Pink Alliance, the local breast cancer advocacy group, is awarding $99,000 in grants. President Doris Light says yesterday's presentation was a $25,000 check to the operator of 11 Health Point clinics in the Brazos Valley.
What the Brazos Valley Community Action Agency plans on doing is 250 mammograms to low-income women in the Brazos Valley.
The grant money was generated by last year's Surviving and Thriving Luncheon with Joan London. This year's luncheon, which is sold out and has a waiting list, features designer Kendra Scott. The Brazos County District Attorney says a Navasota man abused members of his family for 50 years.
Some from as far back as the 60s and 70s, back when sexual abuse was treated a lot differently than it is now.
Jarvis Parsons credits the bravery of three great-grandchildren who reported they were abused when they were younger. 81-year-old Jimmy Mathis of Navasota pleaded guilty yesterday in district court to aggravated sexual assault of a child, indecency with a child by contact, and indecency with a child by exposure. Mathis was sentenced to a total of 23 years in prison. Volunteers are still being recruited for the 10th Texas Reds Festival. Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association says nonprofit groups get $500 for every 50 hours at the festival.
We don't write the checks to individuals. They go to the organization, but we've had some groups take advantage of that, and several of the groups actually worked enough to get $1,000 back to their organization.
Ferris says in the first 2 years, more than $20,000 has been paid out to organizations. Details of all volunteer positions are available online at TexasRedsFestival.com. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 75 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Marshall Stevenson Elevator. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
6:10, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself, Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Warm weather continues across the region. We've had a cold front drop down from the north, but it has stalled out to our north, and it's going to remain north of the area as it gradually washes out. Partly sunny today. There could be a shower or storm this afternoon. We're 90 to 95. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Partly sunny, chance of a storm tomorrow, 90 to 95. Still partly sunny Saturday with the risk of a storm, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Oh, of course, that cold front stalled out above us. That's not fun. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor hears from Trevor Knight and Avery Genesee in your Aggie football report. Also, the Aggie volleyball team fell to Texas in Austin. In Major League Baseball, the Astros finally secure a win against the Rangers at home. And a local sports reporting legend takes his final bow today. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, but we got a 10% chance of rain tonight.
Yeah.
Like, what's the use?
Yeah.
Anyway, we do have northeasterly winds. He said it, I guess we got the wind shift. We just didn't get any of the benefit.
Yeah.
Right. Well, good. All right. Glad to know that. All right, let's go back to the craziness that is Florida.
For a while,
they were losing out to China, but they're making their way back, so that's good.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Police say a Florida woman made a bomb threat in an attempt to keep her boyfriend from having to submit to a urine sample at the probation office. Sure. Isn't that what you'd always do?
That'll work.
Great idea.
Police say 31-year-old Dennis Martinez had called 911. Saying a man outside the office was, quote, going to blow the building up, end quote. Well, of course, it doesn't take an Einstein to figure out that they could determine the cell phone number and who it belonged to. Ms. Martinez drove her 38-year-old boyfriend to the office earlier that day. Maybe she went outside around the corner and she talked like this. So they wouldn't hear her.
Psst.
Yeah. Officials say he was not able to provide the sample that he needed to, well, basically stay out of trouble. Because, you know, apparently that's the terms of his probation. Officers say that they tracked down Ms. Martinez. Well, and when pressed, she acknowledged that she made the calls. Now it's great because now it's a common bond that she has with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's on probation. She's been charged with making a false report about a bomb.
They can bond over that.
Exactly. Yeah. And he got arrested again because, well, that was a probation violation because he wasn't able to tinkle in the cup.
Right.
So, good. As a final here, it says records indicate neither of them have lawyers.
Oh.
So maybe they have adjacent cells.
Good for them.
Good job, Florida.
Yeah.
Never let us down.
Info?
They
should be like the poster children of Florida.
Yes. At least for today.
Welcome to Florida.
I'll save you from a misdemeanor drug charge by calling in a felony bomb threat.
Yeah. I see your misdemeanor and raise you a felony.
That makes sense.
And they could be the poster children at least for today because somebody will take their place tomorrow.
Absolutely.
It's Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
There are approximately 260 different models of automobile, and the one place you can be sure will have the right battery for virtually all of them is Batteries Plus Bulbs. No matter what kind of vehicle you have, you can trust us to have the Duracell Ultra battery you need, and the free battery testing and no appointment necessary installation you want. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, save $20 after mail-in rebate on X2 Power car and truck batteries. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. See batteriesplus.com for details.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:15. It's September the 15th. It's day 259. Got 107 of them to go.
That number keeps dropping.
It does. It'd be UN International Day of Democracy. Except, you know, some of the members of the UN aren't democracies either.
Interesting. Okay.
Aside from that, happy birthday to Google.
Ooh. Oh, hey.
Google,
all right.
Google.com Day. It's Make a Hat Day.
All right, then.
Tin foil, paper, or otherwise. Back in the day, you know, you could do that like out of a double sheet of newspaper.
Yeah.
Remember newspapers?
Wait, what are those?
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah, that's National Cheese Toast Day.
Cheese toast.
Yeah.
Hmm. I like cheesy bread.
Yeah. Well, I guess then you toast it and you got cheese toast.
Yeah, sounds tasty. Yeah.
Got birthdays. Today's my birthday, so there.
Oh,
you ruined it,
you ruined it, Scott.
Oh, damn. How'd I ruin it?
Well, because we knew.
I was going to mention it.
How did you know?
Oh, we've got our sources. Yeah, we are the infomaniacs.
After all.
Mr. Down, I mean, our sources say you're 94 today, right?
Yeah, exactly. Pretty close. Yeah, exactly. That's right. And I keep sharing birthdays with the same people year after year.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, much less important birthdays, of course.
Okay,
Prince Harry of Britain is 32 today.
Okay.
Heidi Montag is 30. Anybody remember her?
Yes,
barely. Whatever happened to her?
Who knows, you know? Who knows? I think her plastic surgery gave out.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
YouTube star Jenna Marbles is 30.
Oh, she's hilarious.
She's hilarious and adorable, too.
Yeah.
She really is. Tom Hardy is 39.
Oh, he's adorable.
See, these are all people Heidi had heard of, but this Marbles person, see, I mean.
Yeah, she, YouTube star, like YouTube only.
A new celeb, kind of thing.
And usually we say, like, how could you possibly be a YouTube star? Well, Jenna Marbles actually is one of the legitimate ones.
That's
right.
Like, real thing.
She's good, yeah. Anyway, yeah, and Tom Hardy, of course, been, you know, in Dark Knight, all kinds of other things, Mad Max, great stuff. Sophie Dahl is 39. She used to date Mick Jagger and also is the granddaughter of Roll Dahl. Pretty cool.
Okay. Interesting, because yesterday was
this week we celebrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Josh Charles is 45. He's on The Good Wife and was in Dead Poets Society.
Oh, cool.
Dina Lohan, is it Dina or Dina?
I think it's Dina.
Dina Lohan?
Yeah, is it Lindsay's mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Dina.
Of course. She's 54 today.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I guess you can have two generations of that kind of behavior.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Dan Marino
Look at the Kardashians.
Scott. Yeah, I'm going to
have multiple generations.
Good point.
Definitely.
Yep, didn't think of that.
Dan Marino's 55, and he's still wearing those isotoners.
Yeah.
Oliver Stone is 70. I don't think I need to mention the things he's done.
Yeah,
we all know that stuff.
Yeah. Tinfoil hat. Hey, make a hat day. Right?
Yeah,
that's
there
right.
We
there
go.
You go. Tommy Lee Jones is 70 today. Mm. Pretty cool. I didn't know
Al Gore's roommate.
Yeah, I didn't know he was roommates with Al Gore at Harvard.
Oh,
Yale. I think it's Yale.
Oh, well, this says Harvard.
Oh, maybe it's Harvard. That's cool. One of those schools.
And Gaylord Perry is 78, Baseball Hall of Famer.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty cool.
Pete Carroll, who's both won and lost a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
He's 65. And, yep, I think I ought to do it.
He's the oldest coach in the NFL.
What?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Really?
On ESPN this week.
Since the guy from the Giants retired?
And I guess, but that's what I heard. I'll check. I'll background check. But I thought, and he doesn't, I think he looks great.
He does.
For 65.
I'm surprised he is 65.
Yeah.
He carries that well, that's for sure. Well, we'll look into that then.
All right.
All right, 619.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Hey, if you thought this past week was the first time Hillary lied about her health, you'd be mistaken. According to the White House doctor for the Clintons, both Hillary, quote, allowed her staff to mistakenly think that she had pulled a muscle rather than tell them she had a blood clot when she was first lady in 1998. Now, Dr. Connie Mariano writes in an upcoming memoir, quote, I assigned a female nurse in civilian attire to accompany Hillary on the campaign trail. I also notified the Secret Service that she was on medication. In the event she was injured, excessive bleeding would be a dangerous complication. A new morning console poll shows that 50% of Americans believe that Hillary Clinton has lied to the public about her health. So why do I have a feeling that that number is going to continue to go up?
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time. Hey, you've got some pretty important choices to make this fall. One of them is window treatments to decorate your home for the holidays and into the new year. My house looks so much better because we use Blinds.com for every room, and it has transformed our home. Just go to Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. You'll get a 20% discount off their already low prices now through September the 30th. That's Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. See Blinds.com for details.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options, or call 936-822-8255.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. A new Twitter app is coming to Xbox One, Apple TV, and Amazon Fire TV, where viewers will be able to watch NFL games on Thursday nights. The short messaging service secured the rights to stream 10 Thursday night games this year. As it attempts to broaden its appeal, it's hoping that live video of sports and other events will help stimulate more interest in its service. Sales at retailers, an indicator of the strength of the U.S. economy, are expected to be weak again in August. But it's not because we've suddenly turned frugal. Persistently low prices for oil means consumers are shelling out less to fill up at the pump. Gas station sales have sunk 11% in the past 12 months. The price of food has also tumbled, and grocery bills are barely rising. Just a few years ago, grocery expenses were climbing almost 5% a year. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately higher open this morning. After stocks closed mixed yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 32. That's Your Money Now.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs, so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a BaleTrak Pro Monitor controller, and a MegaWide Plus pickup with MegaTough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
You hear us talking pretty often about self-driving cars. Are they safe? How can they know to react the way a human would? What about self-driving cars that are on the road with regular drivers? With so many questions surrounding the issue, many of us are simply curious about the solutions to making these machines work properly. But having them learn to navigate using a video game? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Now, don't get me wrong, I love my fair share of video games. I've even spent a number of hours playing the video game in question. So what is the game with which scientists are using to teach these self-driving cars? Grand Theft Auto. If you're not familiar with the game, it's pretty violent. Some of that violence takes the form of running people over in the street. Now, thankfully, or at least hopefully, they're not teaching the self-driving cars to do that. The fact is, the game developers did such a great job building highly detailed virtual roadways and worlds, they're actually the best simulation of driving there is. That is, when you choose the option to remain on the road, which apparently these scientists are doing. You see, they've developed software add-ons for the game that recognize different objects, like people and lamp poles and crosswalks. They then have the computers that power the self-driving cars run simulations through the game, and they learn more about safe driving in the process. Now, if you'd told me a year ago that a game like Grand Theft Auto would play any role in making the world somehow safer, I'd likely have assumed you'd never even heard of the game. It really gives new meaning to the question, what in the world will they think of next? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this has been A Bit of Info.
Good morning, 626, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Well, that 50% chance of rain for tomorrow has dropped down to 40% on Saturday and 30% on Sunday. The front didn't quite get here, did shift the winds, but it'll keep the temps right around where we've had them all week long. The northeasterly winds makes it a little more pleasant. But look for a high temperature today, about 92 or so. If we have any chance of rain, it'll happen in the afternoon. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're looking at right at 90. Winds currently out of the northeast at 5, 90% relative humidity. Fair skies looking at 75 degrees.
What can inspire me?
Drive me.
What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
How do you come across to other people? And what do they really think of you? Want to know? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you really want to know what other people think of you? Maybe not.
I think that is exactly why people don't do it more often. It's hard to hear candid advice about how we might be coming across.
Sarah Cannaday, author of the book You According to Them, says many people, particularly in the workplace, are seemingly doing all the right things, but they're not getting ahead.
And they can't figure out what it is. And nobody's been willing to tell them. You know, you're really sharp, but I gotta tell you, you're really rubbing people the wrong way. Some people are actually, they're ready to find out what's holding back their career.
If you ask someone you trust, you'll likely get an honest answer.
I think the easiest way to do it, as opposed to just coming out with a question that says, what do you think of me? It might be better to say, here is what I hope people perceive of me. Can you either confirm or tell me where I might be off?
It's so common for people not to understand how they're being perceived. For example, people who are very driven.
They are nose to the grindstone, and what they fail to recognize is while their head is down, everybody else sees them as maybe having a sole purpose of being out for themselves only. And that was not their intent at all.
Come see our brand new website and enter to win a $100 Amazon gift card at somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There are a lot of job sites you can choose from.
And they all offer an insane array of choices and options.
But when I'm looking for a new job,
I go to the place that specializes in local jobs.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Nobody connects local job seekers with local jobs more often or better.
It's comprehensive, fast, and easy to use. Go online today and apply for a job right here in the community you love. Your community.
Our community.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Three granddaughters of a Navasota man who said they were abused brought out what happened to other family members during the last 50 years. Authorities were made aware last year after one of the victims notified Child and Protective Services.
They were living essentially a secret all of their life, thinking that they were the only person. And that really messes with people mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically.
Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says Jimmy Mathis admitted to sex crimes against the young girls.
It really is talking about the extreme bravery of these young girls to come forward and talk about stuff that nobody else wants to talk about in order to get other people to come out of the shadows.
While the 81-year-old Mathis was sentenced to 23 years in prison, Parsons says they're working on getting counseling for those girls now in their teens, along with generations of other family members living around the country.
What we see a lot of times is that there may be problems that you see on the surface, but the problems on the surface are a symptom of a larger issue. And so that's why you have certified and trained counselors all over the state of Texas and around the country to walk us through those.
Parsons says other victims had not told anyone for fear they would not be believed, which is how society treated sexual abuse in the 1960s and 70s. One of five men involved in the murder of a Bryan man 6 years ago was arrested this week on charges of attacking a former girlfriend twice earlier this summer. According to the arrest report from College Station Police, two neighbors witnessed 26-year-old Joey Reyes sexually assault his ex-girlfriend in her Northgate area apartment. The week before the June 4th attack, the victim reported Reyes assaulted her. He was also arrested for 6 counts of violating probation for engaging in organized criminal activity. That's related to a murder that took place on Mother's Day in 2010. Reyes is in the Brazos County Jail on bonds totaling $263,000. 6 of 7 Bryan Council members were on hand to adopt next year's city budget in first round approval of next year's tax rate.
Greg Owens was one of two councilmen who spoke before the budget vote.
Mayor, just ready to vote on the budget. Had numerous workshops on it.
Mike Sutherland announced he'll take up flood-related projects during the next budget year.
And I don't want to threaten the budget being passed. Everybody's concerned about that, so I'll wait after the budget's approved and we can come back in a civilized manner and do this.
The council adopted the budget on a 6-0 vote and approved the first reading of next year's tax rate by a 5-1 margin. Rafael Pena was absent and Sutherland voted against the tax rate. There were no comments during public hearings on both the budget and tax rate. That's after two people spoke during public comments criticizing Jason Byanski and Ben Hardiman for walking out last week. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
We'll hear more about the Bryan City budget later this morning on the Infomaniacs.
The Pink Alliance Breast Cancer Advocacy Group has been distributing $99,000 in grants. President Doris Light says there was a check presentation yesterday for $25,000 for 250 women to get free mammograms at 11 HealthPoint clinics throughout the Brazos Valley.
We are really excited because it's a 7-county area. So not just ladies right here.
Pink Alliance also awarded a grant to another nonprofit, Houston-based The Rose, to host 4 mammogram days also in the 7-county region.
They had one back in August and then 3 more until the end of December. So that stands to be another 80 ladies who will get mammograms.
This year's grants were funded from last year's Surviving and Thriving Luncheon with Joan London. Light says this year's luncheon, featuring designer Kendra Scott, is already sold out and has a waiting list. Recent drug-related deaths of young adults spurred the idea for a town hall meeting tonight to raise awareness about drugs and the impact it has on the community.
You think this is more of a big city problem, but unfortunately, it's a problem everywhere. And we have a bigger problem in Bryan College Station than I think than what most people realize.
Lori Nauman, project manager for Strengthening Families of the Brazos Valley, says the panel will include representatives from the local police departments and intervention and prevention organizations.
The more we can strengthen the family, the more we can help families work through their problems together to raise healthier, happier kids, then the less problems you have in the long run.
Tonight's town hall meeting starts at 6:30 at Christ United Methodist Church in College Station. You can also find more information on Strengthening Families on their website, families.tamu.edu. It's not too late to volunteer for the 10th Texas Reds Festival.
You go to texasredsfestival.com and there's a tab up there for volunteer opportunities. You can look at all of the different shifts that are available, the different areas of the festival.
Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association says nonprofit groups receive $500 for every 50 hours at the festival.
In the last 2 years, we've given 2 years combined, more than $20,000 back to local community organizations, including student organizations.
Volunteers also receive a T-shirt. Again, more information is online at TexasRedsFestival.com. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 75 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here, your friend at Tom Light Chevrolet. It's that time again, model year closeout time, the absolute best time of the year to save on remaining 2016 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. For example, right now, get $13,400 off a new 2016 Silverado Crew Cab LTZ Z71. That's right, over $13,000 in total savings on the pickup powerful enough to tackle even the toughest jobs, towing, hauling, off-roading, you name it, this truck does it. And with the most competitive internet pricing around at TomLight.com, you don't have to search all over the map to find an excellent closeout deal. We've got it right here off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. So come see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 58509, 55425 MSRP, less 4532 dealer discount, less 8868 bonus tag with approved credit. TTNL Extra expires 9/30/16. See dealer for details.
Did you know that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is part of a cooperative?
Being a co-op means that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is a local business that is owned and operated right here, and it's part of a network of other independent stores just like it. We have the buying power of over 1,000 stores and give you the best exclusive products at competitive prices. We give back by supporting our veterans and local schools.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6. Beautiful.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Good morning, 6:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Same weather pattern that we've been looking at all week continues to hang on today. We're partly sunny. There is the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. It's 90 to 95. Tonight, partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow. Could see a shower or thunderstorm through the afternoon, 90 to 95. Clouds, maybe a shower tomorrow night, 75. Partly sunny, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm Saturday, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report. Meanwhile, Texas bests the Aggie volleyball team in Austin. In the MLB, the Astros took down the Rangers for just the fourth time out of 19 games this season. And it's the last day for a legendary local sports reporter. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So it was Donald Trump saying, I'm healthier than you, and Hillary going, doctor going, she's healthy enough to serve. So there you are.
And again, I understand that it is important that the president is of good health and is physically able to do the job, and it's a strenuous job. But can we talk about, like, issues?
Well,
or
that is asking
things that the country is going through right now.
But see, here's the deal. The deal is that Ronald Reagan was the oldest person to be elected president when he was 69 years old. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, the Hillster is 68, and Trump, if he's elected, would be the oldest president ever.
Wow. Okay.
So, And so I think when we see, even if it's a short-term physical impairment of the person who wants to be the decider, as George
right.
Bush called it.
The decider.
The decider person. Then we, you know, I guess we're going to care more about that. I don't know. It certainly wasn't anything that we were talking about when Bill Clinton was running or when Jimmy Carter was running or
right.
either of the Bushes were running. No. It's just a matter of – and the fact that, well, Dr. Oz needs to be on TV at least one more time.
Oh, yeah.
Because we don't see him enough.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's just the next – it's just the center ring in the
sure,
three-ring circus
right,
right now.
Dr. Oz, he apparently in a video clip that has been released, Mr. Trump hands him two letters. One is the report – and the others from the Lenox Hill Hospital. Now, Dr. Oz does say Mr. Trump at 70 and weighing 267 pounds is
fat.
But aside from that, everything else seems to be okay. Hillary's doctor, Lisa Bardak, yesterday said that she's healthy enough to serve. Healthy enough.
Well, you know, I heard from Trump's doctor,
yeah.
And he came in and he said,
what? Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Speaking of sickness, you hear they're recognizing Joe Paterno this weekend at Happy Valley. Maybe Art Briles can make a trip up there, too.
Okay. All right.
Oh, wow.
Now, yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Donald Trump went to Flint, Michigan. And I think he spent 15 minutes literally at the water plant, okay?
Okay, mm-hmm. So, took his pictures.
But one of the things that he did is he went to speak at the Bethel United Methodist Church, which is a predominantly African-American church.
Hillary failed on the economy, just like she's failed on foreign policy. Everything she touched didn't work out, nothing. Now Hillary Clinton.
Mr. Trump, I invited you here to thank us for what we've done.
Okay.
Not
okay.
To give a political speech.
Okay, that's good. And I'm going to go back on the front.
Okay, that's very good. That was Faith Green Timmons, who's the pastor saying, which is good. I'm glad
called
you did.
Out. Yeah.
That's not why you're supposed to be here talking to us. We didn't invite you to do that.
Right. So,
there you are. All right, real quick over to Austin, where you recall earlier this week we were discussing the multi-part series that the Houston Chronicle was doing on school. And, of course, the boys and girls who are the senators over there said, yeah, that's very important. Yes,
harumph.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, anyhow, yesterday they had hearings about those two things, about schools and roads. And that's pretty interesting. Senate Republicans appear to be sold on a private school choice program at the meeting they had yesterday. The new concept is to use education savings accounts, which would require the state to give taxpayer money to parents to spend on almost any education-related expense. Okay, how about reimbursing parents when you show them the receipt, as opposed to, here, I'm going to give you money, and you promise you're going to spend this on education-related things.
Yeah.
Okay? Tell me how that's going to work.
Yeah.
There won't be any fraud in that at all.
No.
No, won't
not
be any
all.
Fraud. Now, the idea is, of course, on paper it sounds wonderful, that educational savings accounts can empower families to choose a better option for their children, which, again, sounds really, really good. Democrats said they're concerned that the accounts would lead to fewer families choosing public schools that are already underfunded. But if the public schools aren't doing the job,
right,
shouldn't the families have that opportunity
choice?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
to do that? So,
but they should not have the choice to be able to use this money for, you know,
something.
Groceries.
Yeah.
Or my kid needed this Escalade to look cool going into school.
I was
going to
say, we'd be lucky if they did spend it on groceries.
True.
Liable to be something else.
Yeah.
Bling or whatever.
Bling.
Yeah. Okay. As far as roads, the Senate Transportation Committee also met yesterday. They discussed the cost to pay off Texas tollways, a figure that, well, it comes out at about $36
billion. Oh, that's not much.
Sure, just a big deal. Just a little bit.
Yeah, drop in the bucket there. This according to a new report from TxDOT. There's this group called Texans for Toll-Free Highways. And Terry Hall is a homeschooling mother of eight, decided I got nothing else to do. I've brought eight kids into the world and homeschooled them.
And I homeschooled them, yes.
Let me go ahead and just take on Texas toll roads, too, because I got nothing else to do.
Well, good for her.
Yeah. And again, we all like that idea, but you know, if you don't fund those roads, then you start getting cracks in them and potholes and the shoulders fall off and all that kind of stuff.
And flat tires and accidents.
So, mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I'm in favor of toll roads, but that's pretty much the world we live in now.
Yep.
It'd be nice for us to not do that, but she says that tolls are the most expensive option and may cease to be the most used option. This toll tsunami is on autopilot.
Tsunami. I
love
like it.
That. Yeah, those are good words. All right, 647.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the subcompact BX, the compact B or L series, or the bigger MX special utility tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 17th, learn all about feeding molasses products. Liquid feed and cooked molasses tubs have advantages and disadvantages. We'll cover the benefits and also discuss year-round feeding this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you listen to my program very often, you know that I frequently compare landscaping with interior design. There are similarities in any type of decorating, whether it's inside your home, outside in the garden, or even in the clothes you choose for yourself. Finding suitable accents becomes a key factor in all decorating. Pick your focal points wisely. I'll be back with details right after this message. Get in the swing of fall gardening with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, just $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.com. Remember, my newest book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order at neilsperry.com or by calling weekdays 800-752-GROW. neilsperry.com. Inside your house, accents may be the entryway chandelier, the fireplace in its mantle, a stunning and prominent dining room table in a hutch, or a colorful quilt laid across the bed. Every room will have its own accent. We have rooms in the garden as well, and each of those rooms will need its own accent or focal point too. How well you plan and develop those special spots will do a lot toward determining the success of your landscaping. Your entryway is the first major responsibility. Leave it on open view from the street and use special plants to draw attention to it. And frame it with taller plants to the sides of the house, tapering down toward the front door. Landscapers refer to it as a visual funnel. Use plants to provide special colors and textures near the entry. Use large container plants and hanging baskets for added appeal, and install landscape lighting that will highlight the entryway at night. Your front door makes your single biggest statement to those who live around you, those who pass by your house, and those who stop by for a visit. Do it tastefully, but somehow make that entryway a very special landscaping accent. The pool, patio, or deck is the second prime accent point. After all, it's the family room of the landscape. Again, you want to use special plants and colorful plantings to draw folks' attention to the most appealing areas. Choose furniture that looks comfortable and inviting, and then group it attractively. As with the front landscape, use taller trees to enframe the view, preferably planted where they'll contribute shade as well. Make every decision of your poolside or patio landscape based on how it will contribute to the overall look of its most prominent vista. At the same time that you're developing your pool or patio garden, you also need to think about things farther out. Most landscapes, after all, don't end up with the rear edge of the patio. You'll also probably have a fence, and most people also have turf. While you want prime attention to be drawn to the patio, you certainly don't want to wall off the rest of the backyard visually. Psychologically, if you put a path or unobtrusive stepping stones within the patio side bed, and if you aim them toward one corner of your backyard, it will establish a visual flow that invites people out into your gardens. Oh, it's a lot of fun to establish those focal points. I'm Neil Sperry. I'll help you plan better bulb plantings this fall in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places, it's 652. The Aggs hit the road this weekend, Saturday, September 17th against Auburn. And now here's Zach Taylor with your Aggie football report.
17th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie football is getting set to kick off SEC play this weekend on the road against Auburn. Now, it's the first road trip for Trevor Knight as the Aggies QB, but he points out it ain't his first rodeo.
I've played in SEC environments. I think this is now going to be my fourth time playing against an SEC school. So I've been around that before, and, you know, I've been around college football a lot before. And so I haven't talked to them about that or anything. But I do understand that, you know, road matchup, you know, beginning of the season when both teams have high expectations for each other, a lot goes into that. So it's going to be an electric atmosphere, and I'm really excited about it.
Knight is 2-0 in two career starts against SEC teams, so we'll see how he does this Saturday. Now, the Aggies have become road warriors of such under Kevin Sumlin, going 18-6 during his four-year tenure. I asked senior offensive tackle Avery Genesee just what makes the Myrtle White so good on the road.
focusing on us. Getting in situations, always going through situation, too many situation, communication. He plays music pretty loud, so we can communicate while it's loud, so we'll be ready for that atmosphere, and we'll already be ready.
Kickoff between the 2-0 Aggies and 1-1 Tigers is set for Saturday night at 6. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In Texas A&M volleyball, the Aggs saw their four-match win streak come to an end as the 16th-ranked Aggies fell to number 2 Texas at Gregory Gym. It was the first regular season matchup between the former longtime conference rivals since Texas A&M left the Big 12 Conference to join the Southeastern Conference in 2012. And a man who's been covering local sports for the past 31 years says so long to the Eagle. It's the last day for Larry Bowen, who's covered thousands of stories and countless features, including everything from Little League games to high school state championships. He even covered A&M for almost 2 decades. Larry reported on 15 bowl games and 2 College World Series. We wish you the best, Larry. In Major League Baseball.
And that's hit off the hands and lifted in the left. Rasmus backing up onto the track, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros end a 3-game skid.
In the final game of the series against the 2 Texas teams, Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman both left with injuries, but George Springer and Teoscar Hernandez homered, helping the Houston Astros keep their fading playoff hopes alive with an 8-4 win over the Texas Rangers on Wednesday night. Houston snapped a 3-game losing streak and closed within 3.5 games of Toronto for the second AL wild card. Springer led off the first with his 27th home run to tie it at 1. The Astros got just their 4th win in 19 games against the Rangers this season. Houston's Joe Musgrove allowed 3 runs and 5 hits with 7 strikeouts in 6 1/3 innings. Derek Holland allowed 5 runs and 7 hits in 5 1/3 innings. Both Texas teams have the night off tonight, but tomorrow the Astros start a 3-game series in Seattle with the Mariners at 9:10. Meanwhile, tomorrow the Rangers begin a fresh series with the Athletics in Arlington at 7:05 p.m. In the NFL, not only are the Dallas Cowboys the most valuable team in the league, they're worth more than any franchise in sports. Forbes NFL valuations show the Cowboys worth $4.2 billion, easily topping the league for the 10th straight year. Next closest are the New England Patriots at $3.4 billion. Earlier this year, Forbes cited Jerry Jones' team as the world's most valuable franchise. The Cowboys take on the Redskins Sunday, September 18th at 12 p.m. in Washington. Also in the NFL, Broncos linebacker Brandon Marshall and safety Darian Stewart have been fined a total of $42,540 for helmet-to-helmet hits on Carolina's Cam Newton. Newton says he's doing okay.
There's no doubt in my mind that, you know, everything will work out in itself. There's no, you know, question that, you know, I took a couple hits to the head, but I don't think I showed any signs of being concussed.
The person said linebacker Brandon Marshall was fined over $24,000, while safety Darian Stewart was fined over $18,000. The hits occurred in the Broncos' season-opening win over the Panthers. Meanwhile, in Austin, Golfsmith International Holdings says it's filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization. The Austin-based golf retailer on Wednesday announced the filing in federal bankruptcy court in Delaware. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brenham National Bank would like for all of you to take advantage of the safety and security of BNB's chip debit cards. If your BNB debit card is not chip enabled, come by one of our lobbies and walk out with your new chip debit card. You get to choose a card image from our wide selection of choices and your own 4-digit PIN. Not a BNB customer? Come by. We'll fix you up. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates. Zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normanton Tractor team. And don't forget, Normanton Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normanton Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normanton Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normanton Tractor Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a homeowner, we know you want to protect your largest investment. Save money while working with someone you know and trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
There you go. Coming up next hour, Larry Bowen is, of course, stepping down as a reporter of the Eagle after decades and decades of covering everything, including Texas A&M football when Art Briles was the coach at Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a... It's